right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does?
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun, a show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I don't think the out-of-towners are going to be too excited and ready for this. That's all I know.
And of course, we can count on Ashley to keep them in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne fans.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Titletown, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
And welcome into the Damn Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. And if you were tuned into Daily Dodge TV today, this is a surprise to you as it was a surprise to us because 5 minutes ago, the one and only Wade Bates is still in the building today as he is putting in the long, hard hours with us. So we get Wade for at least the first block here with Jason. Is that not right?
I am here, Wally, because I'm stubborn.
You are stubborn, and I love that about you.
Because I'm waiting on something, okay?
Yep.
From the office. I've been here since, like, for 2 hours. And I'm like, I'm not doing it at home. I'm going to do it from the office so I can go home. And it's still not here, and it came at 4:01 right as I committed to coming on the air with you.
Quite literally, as the start of the show is ending, you look at me, and you're like, there it is. 4:01. Could have been.
That's all right. Glad to be here with Ashley and Wally, two award-winning broadcasters.
Hey, we got you for one block anyways, and it's not just... the one and only Wade Bates we have. We have the legend that is Jason Wilde joining the show now because you can hear Jason on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 a.m. until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. And you can read all of his written work under the Packers tab on channel3000.com. Jason, I'm sure you heard the news, but it isn't just Ashley and Wally with you today. We have Wade Bates.
Two legends, one show, and I get to be on with them. So how lucky am I?
We are every week you're on with Ashley and Wally.
I was going to say the two legends. I want to know who you're leaving out there, Jason.
Well, as Wade and I have a lot of similarities. He obviously came up through the radio side. I came up through the newspaper side. We covered the team for a long time together. We're both, you know, humble guys that don't want to be called legends. So when I did that, I was referring to you and him, Wally. And, of course, then he had to turn it around and drop himself out of that mix and say it was Ashley, who is awesome, but she's got a ways to go before she's a legend. She knows that. She's self-aware. But Wade's one of the GOATs, man. I mean, he was America's soccer dad and hockey dad before Antonio Freeman was America's soccer dad. So I'm just glad that you're there, buddy. You were waiting on a package?
No, I was waiting on something I need. There's one last task I need to do before my day is done, and I could have left like 2 hours ago and done it at home, but it comes to the point where I want to go home and not have to worry about work for the rest of the night.
So you've been sitting here for 2 hours?
Yeah, I could have been laying on the couch watching soccer or something like that, or watching, you know, catching up on The Dark Side of the Ring or Tom Hanks's World War II. But no, I'm sitting here in Ashley's office, probably keeping her from getting her work done.
No, I was cutting things. Oh. We were all good.
Okay. So I'm still here.
I wish I was at home so I could be watching on Daily Dodge on the YouTube channel. Then I'm driving to the post office and the bank with the dogs, so I won't get to see Wade's. Because Wade's always a little weird when he's in Ashley's space, which, again, I don't have to call HR or anything, but it's a little weird, right?
Okay. Ashley is here.
So I'm glad that you're here. Okay. What time does my new team in the World Cup, Norway, what time do they play?
They do not play today.
No, España just got a late goal. The Belgium goalie's probably not getting on the plane after he couldn't handle a late save.
Don't worry. Your Norwegian crew will be taking on the Three Lions of England tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Jason.
Ooh. 4 o'clock. See, this is why that's one of the many reasons why you should tune into the show. It's like when we had we have the head of CBS at the time, Kelly Call, who went on to make the fantastic documentary about the 82 Brewers, Just a Bit Outside. Now she always accuses me of asking him what time Murder, She Wrote was on. Which, I mean, I did love Angela Lansbury as much as the next guy, but that was not actually what I asked.
So, well, no, but I think that
we're all here.
Is it true, though, that a guy in England got a 2-game suspension for a red card that he got?
Yeah, and then obviously we got the perks of it of our side. Yeah, but
so Norway's going to get through now.
They've got a shot.
Yeah.
They got a shot. You got the Vikings on your side there. Jason, that fits you. You seem like a Viking guy.
I am an Erling, how do I say that? Haaland guy.
Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I've heard it both ways, as Jesse likes to say. I'll say this. I went to, because I got free tickets, I went to FC Bayern and Manchester
City? I believe at Lambeau
Field. Yeah, at Lambeau. And I thought Haaland looked like the football version of Clay Matthews. And so for about a year, I just said, Man City, is that the one with the Clay Matthews lookalike guy? But I'll tell you what, the last several weeks, I have read more about him. I've seen more about him. He strikes me as, you know, kind of the kind of teammate you want, the kind of star you want. I'm just really, and again, I also thought Giannis was that for a while, and then he kind of was less than forthcoming about his feelings about staying in Milwaukee, et cetera. And he continues to kind of do it, by the way, Dan. But I'm going to choose to believe the best in Haaland and keep rooting for him, just like I root for the Golden Beavers whenever they're not playing the Jaguars.
Nicely done. That's what I'm talking about. From football to football.
Yes, Jason's going to be the beat writer for European football, worldwide football pretty soon.
That could be you in 4 years, Jason. Maybe it's something to think about. You can follow along Norway.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I don't know the beautiful game nearly as well. I do know what offsides is. Both Wade and I know that, and we're one up on Tausch for that. But no, I'm going to stick with what I'm doing, and who knows? I might, after a meeting that I had today, I might be adding another item to my employment list. So I'm kind of excited.
Oh, is that a tease?
No, we talked about it on the show. I had a meeting at the University of Wisconsin Green Bay, where I think I may be doing some adjunct professor work.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm really excited about because, and I say this. And I mean this wholeheartedly. Like, I do a lot of shows across our stations. I love them all. I would like to say I love them all equally, but that's not true. But I really love this show and the other iterations we've had of it. And Wade, you know why? Because for a couple of old heads like you and me, you know, we're kind of at the point in our careers where it's really great to get to pay it forward and to help our younger teammates kind of go on their path, and it has been awesome with Wally and first Corey Sparks, and then Chad Dern's kid. I always forget his name.
I don't know what his name is. Isn't it? I can't remember.
Yeah, some guy. I don't know. Calvin. I don't even know what happened. I haven't seen him in forever.
Is he still here? Still work here?
Yeah, is he still a teammate?
I feel like I've seen him a couple times just like walking through the hallways, but I didn't know if he was just like getting his stuff and heading out or what. No.
Yeah, he's elusive. He's stealthy. And now with Ashley, like I just, you know, we all, and I'm sure Wade, you remember this when we both had more hair and more energy, but like it was fun, right? It was fun to be the young guy, you know, conducting interviews in the Packers locker room and stuff like that. And I don't think I ever have gotten like complacent or taken it for granted. There's a great song by Ben Rector, who I really like. It's called Boxes, and it's about him going through all these CDs that people had sent him asking him to listen to, and he put them all in a box and then had like actually listened to them. And then he was cleaning out his office and he came across them and he decided to listen to them. And, you know, some were obviously better than others, but it reminded him, like, here's these kids, you know, he's talking about how they want to live the life out on the road, and he just wants to get home from the road. And I just think that that's, you know, we're so lucky. I was, you know, during my meeting at UWGB, which I got to get that cleared by the bosses and everything else, but I am excited about it. But, like, there's an energy, even without very many kids on campus. Like, you remember the time when you were the young guy doing all this, and it was just starting out. And so I love that we do this in Beaver Dam, and they're lucky to have you and Sherry and everybody there helping them through the process.
Wow. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you very much. It is. I remember I realized I was old at state softball last year, not this year, where Todd Clark from the WIA, I was sitting there with a guy named Scott Krieger, who started in the early 70s, and a guy like Mark Evenstead, who was in southwestern Wisconsin. He goes, there's almost 150 years of professional radio experience sitting in those three chairs. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, oh my goodness. And I was the youngest guy. I'm like, I am old. But he said just yesterday you were the young guys. You're right. It's amazing how time flies. And now we see Wally and Ashley and Charlie and Corey and all, you know.
I'm glad you brought
Charlie,
it up.
That was his name, yeah.
I did see, I don't know who this is, but we appreciate you watching on the YouTube. A fan called Charlie Dern chipped in and said, this bit stinks. Not really sure what that's referring to, Charlie, but thanks for being a fan. Jason, you brought up offsides before, and it feels like a lot of Packers fans and Packers players found it offsides when they saw their signal caller listed all the way down in the 70s of the top 100 players in the NFL. I really don't care about the rankings. I'm sure you're the same way. What I cared about is seeing Micah Parsons and other Packers in there come immediately to the defense of their quarterback and saying, you guys don't understand what we have, how good this guy can be. What did that tell you when you did see that number a little lower than a lot of people would have liked to see that rally and cry from a lot of the big dogs in Green Bay?
Yeah, I mean, that's what being a teammate's all about, obviously. And I would say this. I know Micah Parsons, if you talk to Cowboys fans or interact with them on social media, there's plenty of them who do not have a positive opinion of Micah Parsons. But I would argue to this point, and it could certainly change, right? We don't know what the future holds. And by the way, I just drove by the Steinhoffel's location here in Green Bay. So if that Charlie guy in the chat is looking for work, I know a guy at Steinhoffel's that could maybe hook him up.
I don't know about that. maybe there's a reference call.
I don't know. I mean, the guy that I know is pretty high up, but yeah, he's got standards. What I think is interesting, though, is that and I struggle with this. I asked Matt Hasselbeck, who obviously we love, on the show today, because, like, there's so many people that if you say anything even, like, not even negative, but, like, less than glowingly complimentary, they get kind of irritated with you about your view of Jordan Love. And I've experienced it a lot, like, we all agree Jordan Love's a good quarterback, and somewhere between good and very good. And like Matt Hasselbeck said today, like, I think he's got greatness in terms of potential, but lots of guys have had greatness and never quite got there, right?
Yeah.
So look, I think this is a huge season for him, not because he's not good, but because I think we know where his floor is now. The question is, how high is his ceiling? And I'm eager to see what that is, and if he reaches a heck of a lot higher than he has been to this point, because there is no doubt there have been, like, when I was watching him, and I use this all the time, but it's the God's honest truth, sitting in a section of Lambeau Field all by myself watching practice during COVID training camp, and Domofsky was in the next section over, all by himself, and Wes Hodkowitz, and we all had to sit. We're outside wearing masks, sitting in a singular. We're the only person in our section in a 80,000 feet stadium, and I'm watching him. And I'm like, this guy's terrible. Like, that's the truth. Like, he missed it. And again, there's lots of factors, right? There was the fact that they didn't have an off-season program, COVID's going on, he was clearly drafted not to play right away. So, again, those were the realities. But I was like, this guy, I never saw him make a wild throw. And you guys know, I talk about that all the time, the concept of a wild throw. Well, that ain't a problem anymore. He certainly has plenty of wild throws. But can he be, and can they design the offense to get back to the you know, three steps, and you still don't know if it's a run or a pass because the play-action game is so well married up to their passing game and their run game. And I just want to see if he has the same guys running wide open the way he did early in like the – or really late in the 23 season – I just feel like they got away from it the last 2 years with Jacobs as the running back. And if they do that and then he plays and stays healthy and plays at the level that he's capable of as opposed to just flashes, I think he can be pretty damn good. But right now, I mean, that's fine if people want to be pissed off that he's 71 or whatever. I don't know where he is compared to other quarterbacks. But if there's like 8 quarterbacks ahead of him or 9 quarterbacks ahead of him, I'm not saying that that's where he's going to be at the end of the year, but I'm not up in arms about that. No.
You know, I look at it as, I don't know where you guys are in the Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, but I think that's why a lot of Packer fans just don't like those guys, because when the Packers were good, they would point out flaws that the team had, and Green Bay fans couldn't handle that that their team wasn't the greatest team that was going to go, you know, 16-0 at the time, 17-0 all year long. What do you mean this guy's got a flaw? He's the greatest left tackle ever in the history of the football game. You know, and I think that's the same with Jordan Love. He's good, but he's got flaws. Not as many flaws as the Miz, as Ashley says, and that's another story. Right. But
oh my God,
that's not what I.
What did you say, Dubs? Clear the air right now.
Tell Jason what you said about the Miz.
Let's say that Jordan Love. I'm going to put it like this: Jordan Love for 4 games doesn't throw an interception, doesn't have a turnover. He's great. The next 3 games or the next 2 games, he throws 4-5 interceptions. Wouldn't you think Jordan Love's going to make a tweet?
It's entirely different.
No, it's not.
This is after he gave up 3 hits.
The Miz has been great all year. He had 2 bad outings. I said, there's going to be some tweaks need to be made. And I am getting disagreed with. Anyways.
First of all, unless I'm wrong, you were a catcher, right?
Center fielder.
Oh, okay.
Dunk on her, Jason. You can do it.
Yeah, well, see, now it's too late to rescue. I was going to say, you know, Dobbs knows pitching.
Yeah.
But if she was a center fielder, she doesn't know anything.
Yeah, I was a center fielder, Jason.
You know, apparently anybody could be a center fielder. Like,
no.
I will say this. Me, as a former catcher, my favorite moment was when Larry McCarron, who had no idea about my baseball playing career, said, Jason, were you a catcher? I said, yeah, I was. How'd you know that? I can tell by your legs. I don't think that was a compliment.
He's saying you got tree trunks.
Paula married me for my wit and charm and great personality and sense of humor. But I will say this. Anytime you have the kind of success that the Miz has had and you have something that falls short of that, people are going to wonder, right? Because the hardest thing to do is sustain greatness. And Jordan Love hasn't done it. Aaron Rodgers has. Brett Favre has. And the Miz has done it. You know, he had some troubles last year, let's not forget.
Yeah.
And it seemed like he was past it. So, again, I don't think it's unreasonable for center fielder Ashley to suggest that they're probably going to look at a few things. Homer is the one who had the greatest line about him. It's like going to church and Jesus is preaching. Like the other days that the other pastors are preaching, you're kind of like, I guess. I mean, it's fine. But like Jesus this Sunday, like it's a totally different deal.
He's way too nice to her.
Did you tell him that this is after Tuesday's outing where he retired the last 14 hitters and struck out 11? Ashley comes on and says he's not that good.
She basically was sending him down to Double-A.
No, I was not.
Because he gave up 2 home runs early.
I never said send him down. I never said bench him.
She said, said unrestricted waivers.
Yes.
Oh, whatever.
Designate for assignment.
Whatever.
It's a rough crowd.
Hey,
it's,
Jason, it's can I get your opinion on something?
Absolutely.
What was your take about the dump from Jesse Nelson?
I'll tell you this. Jesse's a great sport. I'm glad that we have him as our producer. When he was working in Beaver Dam, working his way up, he was completely obnoxious. He's really toned things down a bit. And I think having Tausch and I, you know, he's an only child. So I think it's been really good for him to kind of have two older brothers, basically. That story was phenomenal. The only mistake he made was that he saved it till the end of the show, and we had to try and resuscitate it the next day. That was the best. I mean, and look, in fairness to him, I wouldn't know what the hell I'm doing at the dump either.
Nope.
So it was great. The only thing that was terrible about it, other than the timing, was that Tausch suggesting that you should be able to take things from the dump.
That was what I was saying yesterday.
A terrible idea.
But you never know what you're going to find, Jason. Another man's trash is another man's treasure. You're going to leave with Legionnaire's disease. Well, yeah, that's why you got to just bleach it down. You're going to be all right, Jason.
Yuck. All right. You guys, your clock management is worse than that 9 to noon show.
I don't know about that.
That's a pretty high bar.
Jason, you're the man. We appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you this next Wednesday.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you then. Take care. Be good.
All right, there he goes, the great Jason Wilde. Again, you can hear him on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Wade Bates, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us for the first segment today.
It's been my pleasure.
Wade, has the information been delivered?
Okay, here's what I predicted to Wally before I came on the air. I said, I'm going to get what I needed right when we start talking, and my wife is going to call me.
401.
Sure enough, at 401, I got the piece of information I needed, and then at like 404, my lovely bride Crystal called me, wondering where I was at. She was getting worried.
You drilled it.
Well, because she needs me to pick up some. I need to bring her money.
Oh, that's it.
Because they're gallivanting up to the Fox Valley tonight, and I need to get them parking money.
Well, we won't keep you anymore. We're going to let you go shell out some greenage, some dead presidents.
I'll see you at Beaver Fest tonight. I'll be at Beaver Fest after 6. We'll see you both there as well.
Beaver Fest. Well, you'll see us at some point, I'm sure,
okay,
over the coming days here. Wade, you're the man. Thanks for joining us.
Bye, Wade.
Wait, shut up, Dobes, because when we come back, it's time for a fight. The Brewers and the Pirates, that's coming up here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Great news for homeowners with electric or hot water heating systems. Don't suffer through another year of heat and humidity with noisy, clumsy window air conditioners or no air conditioning at all. A Carrier Electric mini split system does not need ductwork for installation. Instead, it consists of an outdoor compressor with indoor head units to cool various rooms or areas within your home. An added bonus is the system is also a heat pump with the ability to warm your space when it's not quite cold enough to turn on your heating system. The Carrier Mini Split is energy efficient, quiet, and can be installed in a day or two with the team at AirCare. Call Chad to help you make the right decision for your home and connect you with financing, tax credits, and rebates available through Focus on Energy. AirCare has been serving the area for over 40 years and is committed to your comfort. To learn more about the Mini Split system and other services offered by AirCare, visit their website at aircareinc.com or call 920-356-8860 Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Attention sports fans! Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners like your local county or tribal veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and more on the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Stay tuned to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Oh, and welcome back to the Dam Sports Show. Why didn't you let that run a little while, though?
It's still on.
Well, good, as it should be. Do you hear what it is?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
The Pirates are in town. Look out, crew.
It's going to be a 1-2-3 type of series.
You're absolutely right. We'll have the brooms out at PNC when Paul Skeens takes on Jacob Mizorowski, and he shows the world.
I don't want to be a pirate.
Sorry.
And he shows the world who the best pitcher in Major League Baseball is.
Paul Skeens is not as good as Jacob Mizorowski.
Can you tell me why? And do so without being like 106 miles an hour.
No. Well, number one, at least Jacob Mizorowski's on a winning team.
That okay, you're right. You're punching down again. I know. The Pirates suck. Paul Skeens is better.
But Paul Skeens is not better. What's Paul Skeens' ERA?
It's not great this year. For his standards. Still an all-star.
Better? Then how is he better?
He's having a down year. If I had you in Pittsburgh and we were doing a show right now, the guy would be in Altoona. He'd be pitching for the curve.
Can you stop acting like I said? I never said to put Jacob Mizorowski in. You are out of your mind.
You would have torn and feathered Paul Skeens by now.
No, I would not.
He would have been in one of those things called.
I don't like this bit.
The old pilgrims where their head goes through the circle, they have their hands next to him, and they just stand there publicly shamed.
So, I know you said how Paul Skeens is the better pitcher, and then Jacob Mizorowski. And I think that if you're going to say that, there's got to be a little evidence. Because him having a 3.58 ERA, while the Miz has a 1.62 ERA, that kind of seems like there's a little bit of an imbalance of who's better.
You're talking about a sample size of, what, 15 games?
No.
Let's extrapolate. Look over the course of your career. Paul Skeens.
Oh, my Lord, Walter.
Paul Skeens has done things in his first several years that haven't been done
since,
like, Tungsten O'Doyle.
What has he done?
He's already a Cy Young. Should be a two-time Cy Young winner. He was a guy that had ERAs down in this era.
I didn't realize that 3.58 ERAs wins you a Cy Young.
Oh, you know what? Let's talk about the Miz. Last year, All-Star after five games. What did he do in the second half of the season with the ERA?
Was Paul Skeens a rookie last year?
No, he was in his second year winning a Cy Young.
Well, this is Jacob Mizorowski's second year.
You're right. And there's a shot that he does too.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of baseball left.
But the Miz has pitched 111 innings this year, have only let up 20 runs, while Paul Skeens has pitched 103 and let up 40 runs.
Okay.
That's a lot of differential for only 8 innings. But
okay.
Paul Skeens is apparently still better.
He is better. We can't just throw out their entire careers because of a tough stretch over the last 3 games.
I'm not throwing out his entire career, but if you're going to hold Paul Skeens to the same standard, or you're holding Jacob Mizorowski to the same standard as Paul Skeens.
Want different
then
standards?
You have to. No, Wally, but you cannot say that, Paul Skeens has done so much in his career when he has a full year ahead of Jacob Mizorowski. Let's talk.
The Pittsburgh Pirates have you playing in center field right now.
What?
They hit a fly ball to center field. There is like a 50-50 shot. The ball hits the ground. And the beauty with baseball, it's not called an error. About 8 of those runs that you just mentioned weren't Paul Skeens' fault.
Yeah, but.
Yes, but.
Whatever.
Skeens is. By the way.
What?
Did you see Sunday? It's mano y mano.
I know.
It's mano y mano.
I wanted to talk about this.
Do you want to have a friendly wager?
Sure, Walter. What
Perhaps,
do you want to bet? What do you
I don't know,
bet?
Lunch or something like that? Put a six-pack of pops on the line?
Okay, six packs of pop. Obviously, I'm going with Jacob Mizorowski and the Brewers. You're going with Paul Skeens and the Pirates.
That's perfect, and I'll come back, and I'll be hoisting this cone on Monday. Hoist away.
I don't want to be a pirate.
Nobody I don't want to be a pirate,
but the pirate life chooses you.
Wally, I just... Jacob Mizorowski and Paul Skeens aside, I know you're a... I almost said Packers fan. I know you're a Pirates fan. Do you think... What is your realistic out... Or what's your realistic take? Do you think the Brewers are going to take all three? They're going to take two. The Brewer Pirates are going to sweep. What's your realistic non-Pirates fan answer?
I think that the winner of tonight's game wins the series. Wins really? 2 out of 3.
Okay.
Because, first of all... Oh, yeah, the door was open. I was trying to figure out where the noise was coming from. I started hearing 95.3 WBEV, and I started panicking. Don't worry about it. That's just in Wally's head. He's a mess. But tonight you have Sproat versus Ashcraft. Ashcraft, to this point of the season, has been the
not
better pitcher
either.
There. The Pirates score an awful lot of runs, so that's how they're going to have to beat the teams like the Brewers. They're going to have to win games like tonight, like 6-5 in that range. I think the Brewers will win tomorrow. Bubba Chandler has been anything but good for the Pirates. Drouin's been very, very serviceable.
Yeah, I'm not a Drouin girl.
And then, if I'm correct, we're going to go into Sunday with a rubber match in the last game of the first half.
We are.
Where Paul Skeens is going to go in, and he's going to remind people why he is the Cy Young. And he is going to beat the Miz in the 2-1 game on Sunday afternoon.
Paul Skeens is not going to beat the Miz. Let's just get that through the head. You cannot tell me that somebody who is posting a 3.58 ERA this season
inflated.
Is going to be able to compete with this Brewers lineup. What, number one, you have the Miz, who's going to be pitching phenomenally. What? Phenomenally. Can you say it?
Phenomenally. Just like Paul Skeens is phenomenal.
Okay, let's talk about, do you think that your pitching or your lineup is going to be able to do anything against the Pirates? Or do you against the Miz?
I think that if we're talking about the home runs that Miz has had in the last couple starts, if you're on to something and this is going to rear its ugly head, maybe this is going to be a little bit of maybe not necessarily a funk, but something he's going to have to work out, figure out. The Pirates are built as a team that can hit the ball an awful long way. So if the Pirates are going to beat the Brewers on Sunday, I would imagine that you're probably going to see another couple home runs out of that lineup.
And I think that's going to be very hard to do when it comes to the Miz.
Get ready to learn Clemente Wall. Get ready to speak Clemente Wall, buddy.
Why don't you just go to a park and listen to the radio again?
You know what? I might. I might show up to Forbes Field and do it.
Going back to Sunday, I think that Paul Skeens has been off this season. And I think that the Brewers lineup is going to be able to hit him. And I think that it's not going to be a pitching duel. I think it's going to be the Miz striking out everybody and the Brewers hitting lights out of Paul Skeens.
So what's your score then? Give me a score.
6-1.
Okay. I'll remember this.
Okay.
I'll remember this. Okay. Because I tell you what, too. I know I have to wave the white flag. Pirate talk. I'm waving the white flag. I understand. The division is probably not going to go my way.
Yeah, but you said at the beginning of the year that they're going to win the NLCS.
However,
they're in the wild card race.
Don't let us get in. Don't let the Pittsburgh Pirates get in. Because that is a rotation that if they figure it out, and Lord knows they need to, it's been amazingly not the strength of this team, but the weakness. Then the second half of the year, if they get in, it means that rotation's pitching well. And if they do, nobody wants to see the Pittsburgh Pirates.
That must suck so bad to be Paul Skeens and having to pitch on a team that's not good.
Don't worry, he'll be a Yankee in 3 years. Just get the jokes out. I already know they're coming. I know. Trust me.
You think he'll be a Yankee, not a Dodger?
I don't care. It's going to be one. It's wherever he won't be.
Yeah, he won't be at the Pirates for much longer. Once his contract is up, he's gone.
He's going to have the GDP worth of about 100 countries around the world in about 5 years' time, and it ain't going to be the Pittsburgh Pirates paying it.
No, and it's not going to be the Brewers either. And like that's the same with Miz.
I don't know. You guys find a way. The witchcraft in this state. Miz will come back. He'll sign a 10-year deal for like $150 million. I'm already waiting for it.
Yeah, and then you'll be able to defend him against one of your sub-average pitchers while...
Sub-average. Sub-average.
You know, when... Why can I not think of his name? Paul Skeens is at, you know, the Yankees.
Interesting point again from the comments. I just wanted to give you this one last comment before we go to break. Give you a chance to respond. Charlie Dern states, Ashley was just saying the Brewers should send down the Miz, and now he's better than Skeens. Thoughts?
I never said to send down the Miz. All I said was that it is out of the ordinary that he gave up home runs, so I bet they were tweaking his little curveball that he hung a little too close to the middle.
Double A or triple A for you? What do you think is better spot for him? At this stage of his career.
Wally, you are so annoying.
But I don't want to be a Pirate.
You're going to want to be a Pirate this weekend.
But
buckle up.
I don't want to be a Pirate.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. You can be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for the orange logo and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards. Your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. We'll hoist a cone together as a group on Monday. Until then, you want to be a pirate. We all do. Nobody does. It's fine. We'll take a break. When we come back. We talked a little bit with Wade and Jason to start the show, but Jordan Love getting put pretty low in the top 100 NFL players going into 2026, and Tucker Kraft was rated in the top 10, but where for tight ends around the NFL? We'll get into that next here on the Damn Sports Show.
This is Haley Daniels, head cross country coach at Beaver Dam High School, and you are listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
Police are encouraging Beaverfest visitors to be patient after Saturday night's fireworks. Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson says officers will direct traffic around Tahoe Park to help thousands of festival goers leave safely. Dodge County residents can attend a free health screening event Thursday, July 30th at the Noble Community Clinics in Beaver Dam. Dodge County Treasurer Chris Keith says second installment real estate tax payments are due July 31st to the County Treasurer's Office, not local treasurers. Another Waupun Memorial Hospital nurse has been honored with a DAISY Award. SSM Health says Family Birth Suites nurse Alicia Redeker was recognized for extraordinary and compassionate care. A special community event is blooming in Beaver Dam. The BDACT Garden and Arts Walk is happening July 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. A new storybook trail is open now at the Edgewater Park Hicks Overlook in Beaver Dam. With your ESPN News, I'm Allison Beggs.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
A show that's so good, you could hang up an in-season tournament banner for it. The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. This is 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
We'll be singing again.
Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Get ready, baseball fans, because today, Friday, July 10th, the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders are bringing the excitement with an incredible night at Airbaker Field. Be one of the first 500 fans through the gates, and you'll take home a Caleb Durbin bobblehead. Make sure you don't head out early because amazing fireworks will light up the sky after the game. It's the perfect summer night for the whole family. The Dock Spiders are way more than baseball. From affordable tickets and great giveaways to awesome daily specials and nonstop entertainment, the Dock Spiders will help you take a nine-inning vacation every time you're at the ballpark. Make sure you grab your tickets now at DockSpiders.com. Again, grab your tickets now at DockSpiders.com. And who knows? I know that Dobe's out there a little later tonight. You're probably going to be playing the old pool tab game. You win enough money to buy a team. Who knows? Maybe the Miz is pitching in Fond du Lac soon.
Wally, stop. That's what? Not. I do not want the Miz.
Observation. That was just an observation. Guys can't even have observations anymore?
I don't like this bit.
It's not a bit. This is sincere. Funny. This is sincere.
It's not funny. You're not funny.
We talked earlier on the show, the NFL top 100 players are slowly getting named out there into the ether, and Jordan Love made the list, but maybe not as high as people were hoping for, because he was ranked number 72 on the NFL.
Yeah, what the hell?
I'm going to just give you the first word. What did you think when you saw that?
What the hell?
Like, way too low?
Yes.
I'm not going to ask you to put a number. It's impossible off the top of your head at trying to rattle off players, but was there a range that you were kind of feeling and expecting it to be, and it obviously wasn't?
Well, I just didn't think, truly did not think he was going to be that low, considering, granted, he hasn't, won much, but he's still a hell of a player.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going to look at, Josh Jacobs being 74 wasn't really surprising to me. Travis Kelce being 79, if he was 89, that's Taylor's favorite number.
Travis Kelce shouldn't be top 100 in the year of our Lord 2026.
And I 100% agree with you with that one.
That's where I get frustrated. Don't you get annoyed where it feels like it's so inconsistent on how you grade players in this? You have the guys that get almost the, hey, they're a legacy play. We got to put them in out of respect.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I really don't like ever since NFL did their clip farming with Micah Parsons, it's kind of been what's going on over there?
At least for this one, they can hide behind the fact, hey, come on, man. This is just a wide poll we're doing. This got nothing to do with us.
Yeah, I guess, but still.
The engagement farming was wild.
Baker Mayfield only being number 20, or 20. Baker Mayfield being number 77 and Jordan Love only being 5 away from that, I think that Jordan Love is a substantially better quarterback than Baker Mayfield.
Interesting. Okay, because I think that the way I would look at it is Baker Mayfield's almost a 21st century version of the playing style. I'm not saying the playing level. But he's a Brett Favre kind of player where he's going to gunsling it anytime. Mm-hmm. He's not afraid to make any throw. Sometimes he makes some of the highest level throws you'll see in all football, but he makes some dumb decisions. Jordan Love is exceptionally talented.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems like, for the most part, outside of those rare little four-game stretches, it seems like that pop up from time to time with him, he protects the ball well and he makes good decisions. You're telling me that you don't even think it's close, that they shouldn't even be in the same conversation as each other.
I was just shocked that it was even, 5 away. I personally think that Jordan Love has, I think that he should have been in the 50s or 60s at least. I just didn't think that he would be in the same number range as Baker Mayfield. Maybe if Love had, done something, does something more, with the playoffs. I think he does plenty in the regular season. But when it comes to the playoffs, he just, some say it's his coach. We don't know. But if he would do something more in the playoffs, yeah.
Well, what else could he have done this year? Everybody looks, and I know the stats can be deceiving because they started really slow in the second half. The entire team started slow in the second half against the Bears. Jordan Love brought that team back. He had the throws that should have won them that game, or at the very least put them in a position to win that game late against Chicago. And then you go back to San Francisco and what was his pseudo kind of rookie year, where he gets that first look in the postseason. And outside of that awful throw across his body after that gut-wrenching touchdown drive from San Francisco, that's really the only blemish that you can look at. The Philadelphia game, they got beat by a substantially better team. I think that almost anybody would have said that then and would still say that now. But to this point, I don't know if I'm going to say it's where I would put Jordan Love, but I don't think that it's outlandish at all. I didn't like get up in arms when I saw 72.
I did.
How about Tucker Kraft? Because when you look at tight ends and how they were rated, ESPN.com broke out an executive coaches and scouts ranking top 10 or the top tight ends in 2026. And on this list, you got to see five names before you got to Tucker Kraft. Tucker Kraft came in six. He fell two spots behind Detroit Lions tight end Sam Laporta. He came in one slot ahead of Colston Lovell in the tight end for the Chicago Bears. Fair or foul where the execs, the scouts, and where the coaches have Tucker Kraft?
I think Tucker Kraft should be higher. However, because this is such an opinion, and I have no basis saying this whatsoever, but I'm going to say it anyways. George Kittle should not be up that high. George Kittle always gets hurt. George Kittle cost me a fantasy football championship twice. Twice. So I am still mad at George Kittle, which is why I don't believe he should be up there. Third, for the guy who always gets injured, for the guy who scores me on my biggest games of fantasy football, three points, and then when I'm already losing and the only thing I can do is lose, he scores me 24. But on the games that are close, and I need him to have a 24-point game, he gives me three. So George Kittle should not be on that list for the sole fact that he has lost me two fantasy football championships. And and he's always injured. That's my complaint. Sorry. I know that's nothing about Tucker Kraft, but
we'll see. It's interesting because I don't hate the injury point, because for years now, we have seen George Kittle for about, it feels like half a season every year. He is down and his body is laboring because he is such a physical inline tight end. These are the rare old school tight ends that are still able to block and be physical, but get open and win that 50-50 ball when you are asking him to go out there and be a pass catcher. When he's on the field, I'd argue that the only tight end I would take ahead of him is Brock Bowers. But because you do not see him on the field enough, I would rather have one of these other tight ends like a Sam Laporta, who's coming out, had an injury too. Tucker Kraft had an injury too. But you at least at this point are hoping that those are rare instances where you just simply can't depend on George Kittle to be there for more than 8 to 12 games a season.
Right? And that's why I was shocked to see him so much or so high. Also, Mark Andrews being number 9, isn't he kind of old? Like, isn't he like in his like 30s? Like,
who did you say? I'm sorry.
Mark Andrews?
Yeah, well, not to mention he's coming off that just nightmare end of a season for him. In that game against Buffalo. So, and he's also got Isaiah Likely out there with him as well. And Isaiah Likely has those flashes that you think at some point you imagine that the torch is going to be passed where he's going to become the number one real option.
For sure. And he was actually on my fantasy team one time too.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I know a lot of these people. Travis Kelce is 10.
Travis Kelce, I don't think that it's as crazy as you think, just because when you start going below that, the kind of names that were on the list right after were Dalton Kincaid, Pat Freiermuth, Cole Kmet, Jake Ferguson, and Harold Fannin Jr., who, frankly, Harold Fannin Jr., when you do this list in 12 months, is going to be in the top five.
Interesting take.
Okay. He's going to be exceptional there in Cleveland. Problem is that he is Shadur throwing him the ball.
I've gotten so good at saying that. Shadur. Like, Wally, tell me that's not, like, genius. Shadur.
It's chef's kiss, Ashley. I can't give you more.
Wally, you finally gave me a compliment.
It's phenomenal. Well done. It is Friday. It's time to round out the week. Time to round out the show. When we come back, it's time for some Friday trivia. And that means we got to pass the ball to Dub. So buckle up. There goes your compliment. See you later. Next on the Damn Sports Show.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 61 tonight under partly cloudy skies, easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 85. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 62. Dry Sunday and Monday under sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 81 degrees.
This weather update on ESPN Beaver Dam is brought to you by JB Mechanical. When summer heat steps up to the plate, make sure your AC is ready to deliver. JB Mechanical keeps you cool all season long.
See 7 continents, no passport required. Explore the Milwaukee County Zoo, where some of the world's most extraordinary animals are already in your backyard. The zoo is a premier destination offering ways to connect all year long. Visit amazing animals like the giant anaconda, hippo, and rhinos. Ride on the safari train featuring new locomotive Engine 2025. And mark your calendar for events like a la carte, where you'll groove alongside the animals. What or who will you discover first? Plan your visit at MilwaukeeZoo.org.
Save big money on all of your household essentials when you shop at Menards. Stock up with Diamond Crystal Water Softener Salt. It helps your soap and detergent clean better, minimizes hard water stains, and increases the life of your appliances. Save big money on Solar Naturals Softener Salt at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different, but if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sometimes they have no idea what they're saying out loud. Isn't that what local sports talk is all about? Hear more shenanigans now on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Wupon.
And welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam in Daily Dodge TV. Feels like it's been a little while since we've had a Friday trivia show here on the Dam Sports Show.
It really has.
It's perfect. You need a little Fate of Ophelia, especially coming off the weekend where so many of her closest friends and family celebrated her marriage. Dobes was not there.
Wally, what the hell? That was just such a shot that didn't need to be taken.
I don't follow.
Whatever.
It's my job as a radio host to set the scene.
Yeah.
And I just wanted people to think about it, close their eyes, imagine all this fun, smiling faces at MSG.
And Dobes you weren't isn't there. There.
You were not there.
You're a jerk.
Yeah. It is what it is. It's time for Friday trivia. Dobes, here's the ball. Run away with it. Are we doing sports? Are we doing a mix? What do we think?
Mix.
All right, let's start. What are we starting with?
What animal has the highest blood pressure of any land animal?
Highest blood pressure. Part of me wants to think that that's going to be either something massive or something really small.
Okay, we'll take a guess.
I'm going to think this is going to... I know it's not going to be this precise but or precise thing, but I'm going to say this is going to be something kind of like a gerbil or a hamster or something like that.
No.
What was it?
You can have another guess.
Was it small? You were going to just let me guess every small animal alive and then be like, you got another one.
Oh, did you not hear my first buzzer?
Well, when I said the hamster, I heard it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whoops. It wasn't a hamster.
It was. There it was. Wally got a ding.
No. That was an accident. I meant that. It was a giraffe.
A giraffe?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I feel like those guys got enough going on. Have you ever seen them get in a fight and swinging that neck around?
Yeah.
It's probably be careful there. All right, next.
How many dimples does the average golf ball have?
I always, because there used to be things where you'd go to like golf outings and ask this question and people started memorizing it, so it went away. It's a lot higher than I realized. I would have guessed it was something like in a high, or maybe low hundreds. I want to say it's like 375. This is why I bully you during the day. What was the number?
33 around.
Okay, so it was the exact opposite of what I said.
You said 375.
No, I said it's the exact opposite of what I said. I thought it was a lot higher than I realized.
Oh, yeah.
33, that's it?
No, 333.
Oh, I was right on the money then.
That's
I'm
what
right
I said.
There.
I said you said 375, and yeah. I said 336.
That's close enough.
Oh, my Lord.
Give me a break. Good job, Wally. Pat on the back. I'm giving myself a half point.
Which NFL team was the first to score 600 points in a single... Whoa, that's not right.
In a single season?
No, yeah, in a single regular season. Sorry, I thought that said a single game, and I was like, that's not right.
No, when I was trying to... It's going to be more recent, just because back when they were playing 14 games, that would be, what, quick math, if you scored 10 points, it'd be 140, you'd be, 40? You said 600, so you'd have over 40 points a game. It's going to be after they went to 16 games. How about the greatest show on turf, the St. Louis Rams in the late 90s? I hate you.
You're the one who sucks at trivia.
This I feel like I'm Dennis Reynolds. Dennis Reynolds, and it's always...
But I don't want to be a pirate.
It was the New England Patriots.
It was the Patriots?
2007.
It was that late. That was the Randy Moss, the perfect season one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I would have guessed it. Okay, greatest show on turf was not it. All right.
Not even close, really.
Shut up. Next.
Like, St. Louis is right here. New England's all the way over there. Which U.S. state has the longest freshwater shoreline?
Freshwater shoreline. I'm going to be honest. I think... it's either going to be Michigan or Wisconsin. I'm going to go with Michigan because the cowards of Wisconsin won't take the UP.
The best state in the world, right, Wally?
Do we as a state have to collectively come together. Let's pick up our arms and let's all walk to the UP together and let's take it back for Wisconsin.
Okay. You get on that, Wally. You start that campaign.
Let's do it. Let's bring the Upers home.
Lastly, what was the first toy advertised on television?
The Slinky.
It is in Toy Story, though.
Bo Peep?
God, it's a type of food. Or food.
It's a type of food?
It's food, yeah.
You said toy.
It is a toy, but it's a food.
What? Pass.
Mr. Potato Head.
It's a food. It's just a potato.
It's a potato. Is a potato not a food?
That's a terrible, terrible food.
You're terrible.
You're terrible.
Okay, everybody.
That is going to do it for us here on the Damn Sports Show. We will be back on Monday, same time, same place, with our two smiling faces. Can't wait to see you all. Have a great weekend, everybody. This has been the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people